Oh my God. Yeah. You just listened to Bad Habit by Steve Lacy. Oh my, it's been a while that I'm not talked to you, and I know like it sounds so crazy for me as well. I'm just going to start something like, do you believe that everything in this world is just a coincidence? If yes, well, yeah, it's your choice, it's your options, your perceptions that you think like everything is just a coincidence and there's nothing that it has been planned by something from our universe, like it's just something that it has patterned. You know what, like sometimes I just think like everything has its own pattern. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it well. In our life, we have pattern. Like, pattern. There's nothing coincident. Like, coincident is only 0.2%. I guess it's not a research, but yeah, it's just my assumption. In this world, there's nothing coincident. You met someone, it has a reason behind that. Like, you met someone who hurt you, you met someone who loved you, who like you or secretly adore you. Or maybe someone that it has to be your enemy, like it is meant to be your enemy. I'm so sorry. Like there is a sound effect. But you have to be like you have to be faithful. And then there's nothing coincident, like we met lots of people with its own character in our story, in our life. Like, we almost being a protagonist in our own story, but sometimes we never realized that we were an antagonist one in the other's life, in the other story. I might be an antagonist, I don't know how to pronounce it well, but I might be an evil in someone's life. I might be someone who are miserable in someone's life. Or probably as just being a like additional character in someone's life. I actually never regret for everyone who met me yesterday, few months ago, few years ago. I know like something, it has been a destiny and it was meant to be. Like, I met someone, I met my ex, and then I go back to him, and then we separated again. I'm not really sure what is going on right now, but I know like, yeah, this is just a phase of life. Like, if you were broken heart, like someone hurt you, or probably you will feel so lonely at the same time, or probably like you feel so miserable, pathetic, but you have to know like it's just a phase of life. Probably we were entering a seasonal depression, a seasonal broken heart, a seasonal like you are being so sensitive with someone or with others or with yourself indeed. But one thing that we have to know, like we're not
we're not allowed to regretting something that is already happened. Like, I never have a faith with a phrase or maybe someone said or asking me a question. Like, when I go back to when I was being a teenager or when I was a young woman, young girl, what would you talk to yourself? No, we have no choice. We can't go back. Even though that we can go back, we might not be, we are not belong to be like what we are right now, who we are right now. So yeah, everything has its own reason. Like, you have reason to live, you have a reason to broken heart, you have a reason to be happy, you have a reason to feel sad or whatever. It's just a phase of a pace of life, and we have to accept that. Sometimes what we need is that peace and acceptance. Like, when you are being left by someone like cheating on you, leave you behind, and then ghosting you or somewhat. Yeah, it's not your fault. Either it's not their fault. Yeah, it's just meant to be like this. Nobody's fault. I will never blame on him. But also, I'm not going to really blame myself, like being playing victim or somewhat. I know, like, yeah, this is just meant to be. I don't know why, but I don't have any idea about what will going to be happen. But I have to know that one day I will find a happiness, and probably a happy ending, because I have a faith on me. And you too, you should have a faith on yourself that you will be happy someday. But one thing that we're not allowed to expecting too much. Like, somehow in this life, yeah, something that is just happened, like, it is not same as what we are expected. Like, I'm expecting, like, I have a rich boyfriend. I have a rich boyfriend, and then I have money. I got lots of money. I got lots of love. And I will be loved by someone who loves me unconditionally. And also, I will find a perfect boyfriend, or probably I will meet a good husband. But one thing for sure, that nobody's perfect. That is why I'm not going to expect him too much. Like, I have no, you know, like, type of man, boyfriend, type of husband, future husband. No, my bare minimum, it's at the very least, like, yeah, accept me. And also, I believe that it's just the way it is. Someday the destiny will match you together, like, yeah, meant for each other. I know, like, I have nothing to regret. It's okay to cry. I'm already cried 5 minutes ago, but I just realized that, yeah, it's just cry. It's just tears drop from your eyes. But we're not supposed to, like, thinking it too much. Or, yeah, probably if you were a person who are really sensitive, or probably, like, you like to, you know, like, trying to be, understand your feeling, well, it's okay. Like, you cry, just use your time to cry. But one thing for sure is that do not regret anything, because when you regret everything, or you regretting something that was just happened, it's just worsen your life, and then you will destroy yourself. Because Indirectly, you will blame yourself. Like, why do I have to choose him to be my boyfriend? No. Just accept yourself that you were a naive girl at the moment, or you were a naive person at the moment. So that is why this relationship make us, you know, like more adult and more something like it is, yeah, more adult and also more aware, and you realize that probably your boyfriend were being toxic to you, hurt you physically, mentally, hurt you, and you know, yeah, that is a type of toxic relationship. That is one of the example. And always put in your mind, like, you will find someone, you will find a rainbow, you will find something that it is more happier. It's just a seasonal depression. It's just a seasonal brokenhearted. Just believe yourself. And bounce back. We were born to be strong. We were born to be someone that it is always keep going. Just keep on going. If you need someone, just, yeah, put a random person, like going chat with a random person in somewhere, social media or somewhat, or probably you can go to your friends and then having fun with them, and then spend your time with them, and also spend your time with yourself. Of course, that is the priority. Like, you have to make yourself happier, you have to make yourself proud to yourself, because you can go through that, you can go through these conditions, like you can go through, yeah, against your uncomfortable situations. I know, like, it's heavy, but yeah, sometimes we just born to feel heavy. Because in our life, there's nothing easy. It's difficult already. Like, when you're applying job, having interview, then there will be an selections, then the best candidate will be someone who are being accepted. Or probably everything. Find something. In order to being the smartest person in your classroom, you have to stay out, walk out from your comfort zone. Like, you have to study harder than everyone. You have to spend your time. Sometimes it's just like, you know, something that is heavy, but it's okay. I know, like, my podcast sometimes it's not informative. Well, I just wanted to share my thoughts. I'm grateful that you listening to my voice. I don't know how to say this, but yeah, if you wanted to listen to sad songs when you feel brokenhearted, it's okay. Just accept your pain. Because when you accept your pain, you know how to heal your pain. Yes. But you always need to, like, you should have an affirmative to yourself. Like, I'm pretty, I'm worthy. I'm actually can go through this. And yes, that's all. Thank you very much for listening. See you. Goodbye.